Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Jisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says no energy crisis in India despite ongoing West Asia conflict. State Veterinary Department pushes for livestock insurance for farmers. Six candidates in fray for 28 Koridang Assembly constituency by election. And Dimapur-based CSOs to submit representation to Chief Minister on lifting NLTP Act. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing West Asia conflict, making a statement on the ongoing West Asia conflict and explaining India's position on the issue in the Lok Sabha today. He said the supply of petrol and diesel remains smooth across the country. He asserted that India has more than 5.3 million metric tons of strategic petroleum reserves. Mr. Modi informed the House that the country is also working on arrangements for more than 6.5 million metric tons of additional storage.
में बड़ी मात्रा में कच्चा तेल गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसी अनेक जरूरी चीजें हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट के रास्ते से आती हैं। युद्ध के बाद से ही हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट में जहाजों का आना जाना बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण हो गया है। बावजूद इसके हमारी सरकार का ये प्रयास रहा है कि पेट्रोल डीजल और गैस की सप्लाई बहुत ज्यादा प्रभावित न हो, देश के सामान्य परिवारों को परेशानी भी कम से कम हो, इस पर हमारा फोकस रहा है।
The Prime Minister said the government is in constant contact with suppliers from different countries and the effort to ensure that oil and gas supplies continue from the sources wherever possible. A three-day refresher course on livestock insurance, disease diagnostic and post-mortem organized by the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Nagaland, began in Kohima today. In his address, Director Dr. Imo Manansadi stressed the importance of livestock insurance for farmers in Nagaland. He said majority of the rural population depends on integrated farming systems, including livestock and poultry, which play a crucial role in maintaining soil fertility and supporting agriculture. Citing the 21st Livestock Census, Dr. Tsidir informed that the state has around 80,000 bovines, 2.7 lakh pigs and nearly 20 lakh poultry, describing them as golden assets for marginal farmers. He warned that climate change, natural disasters and disease outbreaks pose serious risk, leading to potential economic losses. Dr. Tsidir stressed the need to educate and encourage farmers to protect their livestock through insurance schemes offered by the government, ensuring financial protection against unforeseen losses. Sharing his experience on how livestock insurance has sustained his farm business, entrepreneur Benashilie Shokri highlighted that after insuring his cattle through the National Livestock Development Board in 2015, he was able to recover losses from two accidental deaths, receiving 50,000 rupees for each claim and quickly replacing the animals. Secretary to the Government of Nagaland Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Angelina Tudgeon today underscored livestock insurance as a vital safeguard for farmers' livelihoods in the state. Speaking at the inaugural program of a refresher course on livestock insurance, disease diagnostic and postmortem in Kohima, she noted that livestock rearing is deeply embedded in the socio-economic fabric of Nagaland, with nearly 70% of households raising one or more livestock species. Ms. Tudgeon said that during 2024-25, Nagaland recorded meat production of 24.42 metric tons, milk production of 52.79 metric tons, and egg production of 443.38 lakh units. Despite this, the state continues to face a gap between demand and production. The secretary emphasized that the National Livestock Mission aims not only to boost production but also promote entrepreneurship, strengthen value chains and reduce risk through livestock insurance. Ms. Tudgeon pointed out that disease outbreaks remain a major concern with thousands of animals affected annually.
In 2023-24, in the poultry sector, 45,196 birds were affected, all of which the fatality was 17,000. Invigorin, 24,061 pigs were affected with 12,039 fatalities. We must understand that for a small farmer, the loss of even one animal can mean so many things. It is loss of income, loss of food security, loss of financial stability. Livestock insurance, therefore, acts as a critical safety net, converting uncertainty into assured protection.
The secretary also highlighted key challenges in implementation, particularly in remote areas.
Ground reality, the main challenge in Nagaland is postmortem, conducting postmortem in remote areas. This is one challenge because many villages are located in remote and difficult terrain. There is poor quality of connectivity. Veterinary personnel are not always accessible in time.
Ms. Tudgeon suggested adopting flexible claim verification methods such as geotagged photos and videos, cluster-based systems and certification by field veterinary staff. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The filing of nomination papers for the 28th Koridang Assembly constituency by-election in Mokokchung concluded today with six candidates in the fray. BJP candidate Dao Chia I. Imchin filed his nomination on Friday, while four other candidates, namely T. Chalokumba Ao of Congress, I. Abenjang of NPP, and independent candidates Imti Wapang, Major Retired, Toshi and Imchatova, submitted their papers today. Scrutiny will be held tomorrow and withdrawal of nominations are allowed until March 26. Polling for the by-election is scheduled for April 9 with counting of votes on May 4. Dimapur-based civil society organizations advocating for the lifting of the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition NLTP Act has resolved to submit a representation to the Nagaland Chief Minister later this month. The decision was taken during a joint consultative meeting today. Speaking to media persons after the meeting, Committee for Repeal of NLTP Act Secretary Dr. Kahuka Sema informed that the House resolved to meet the Chief Minister and submit the representation.
Last several months we have been working on this, and then multiple coordinate meeting has been taken place. Over 11 CSOs, including Naga Council, the women and the students and so many others, including 20 villages in and around Dimapur town, and including villages from East Dimapur also. They have all agreed to lift this act since it is a total failure. The tribals, we had meetings with over 20 tribes. Almost 80% of them has actually agreed with us, and all the CSOs has agreed with us.
Mr. Sema said, while government action may be challenging, the committee remains confident that the act's repeal is justified. Commissioner Nagaland Gregory Thejawele has emphasized that effective governance depends on strong district-level performance. Addressing a reception program in his honor at Deputy Commissioner Office Kohima on 20th March, he urged officials to work with dedication, coordination and innovation. Highlighting the importance of the DC office in public service delivery, he called for greater efficiency, citizen-friendly systems, and enhanced focus on digitization and infrastructure, while acknowledging existing constraints such as limited space. Mr. Thejawele expressed confidence that the administration would continue to improve through teamwork and commitment. Following the program, Mr. Thejawele unveiled the commemorative plaque of the advanced furnishing of the DC office Kohima. Kohima District Administration has imposed temporary night traffic restrictions from Razapoint Junction to Phulbari Junction via IGAR Note D block for road maintenance work. Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchum informed that all traffic movement and roadside parking will be restricted from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting tomorrow till 26th of March. Northbound traffic will follow the normal NST route, while southbound traffic will be diverted via Kuchejie Local Ground Bypass Road. Authorities have requested public cooperation during the period. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says no energy crisis in India despite ongoing West Asia conflict. State Veterinary Department pushes for livestock insurance for farmers. Six candidates in fray for 28 Koridang Assembly constituency by-election. And Dimapur-based CSOs to submit representation to Chief Minister on lifting NLTP Act. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the Morning English News at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.